Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
And not of evil to give you what? An expected end. Now, listen to me. Look up, everyone. By implication, it means it is abnormal to live your life in a way that you don't know what can happen to you at the end of the day. Are you with me now? All right? It is one of the leading causes of frustration. That's to live an uncertain life. And when your mind is positioned towards uncertainty, one of the things that will happen is that you will do just anything your hand finds to do. Are you with me now? We are not designed to do everything and anything. We are designed to do specific works. Specific. All right? Now, while you might tap into resources and opportunities around you, but your life in its entirety is about the plan of God. Are you with me now? Now, fortunately for us, God speaking says that this plan is still in his thought. So, let me give you an instance. If I have a thought towards you, I have not said it. It's just in my heart. It means, so how do you know what somebody has in their heart for you? Number one, how do you know what somebody is thinking about you? The actions of the person will give the person away. That's one of the acid tests. Because thoughts are not designed to be hidden for too long. It is not true, or it is not always true, that thoughts are to be searched out. They can be observed. Are you with me now? All right, if somebody is thinking evil towards you, and the fellow is pretending, you will see it in the actions of the person. For instance, if people rise up against you, the fellow will seize that moment as opportunity to also bring out from the abundance of the heart. Because the Bible says, out of the treasures, the abundance of what is in there, the mouth must speak. So you can't have it abundantly in the heart without the mouth speaking. I'm going somewhere. Are you with me now? So, let me give you another instance. Even when you are being considered for a position in your place of work, all right, it's in some people's thoughts, but there will be corresponding action from them that will begin to illustrate and show to you that there is a plan, there's something that is being, all right, crafted about you. So, how do you know the plan or the thought that is in the mouth of God or mind of God for you? His actions. His actions. Are you with me now? His actions. All right, and we can go on and on and on. One of the, let me give you three, all right, specific ones, at least, that since I'm not doing a whole series, all right, three specific things that show that God, all right, God is thinking something nice. Because he said in that Jeremiah 29:11, he said, they are thought of peace, not of evil, to give you a hope and a future, or to give you an expected end. And that word is so big. You know. Let me say this to embolden you. God wants you to walk through this life trusting Him. Because as you walk through life, you will see and hear many things. Are you with me now? You will see and hear many things. And those things will try to give you an impression that you can be a victim of the same. Yeah. They will try to give you an impression. Alright? For instance, if you walk in the grace of healing, you are going to encounter many sicknesses from people. That is, you see many sick folks. Some of whom you hear their stories and you'll be amazed. And what is happening is that if you are not rooted with God's word, something begins to tell you that, do you know this can be your end too? But God wants you to be able to hold Him at His word. Are you with me now? So let's examine that. Alright? Before I married my wife, there was a time it was in my mind. Yeah, okay, alright. Yeah. Even when God speaks, He stays in your heart. True? Yeah. But there are corresponding actions. There's no such thing as a lady that he loves me, doesn't know how to talk. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. There's no man, even a baby, that does not know how to pursue what he wants. Are you with me now? So what's the first sign? All right. First action that has given him away. Number one, he sent his son to die for you. But now I'm a very analytical person. All right. I try to make decisions empirically. I try to, I question a lot of things. So when I study, when I make research for the sake of my kind. And that's why I try not to leave any stone unturned. So sometimes I sat down and I said, okay, it looks like it's a good business now. You die for the whole world, then the whole world is obligated to follow you, okay? You rose again, you know you will rise. So, I've never ever thought like this before. Let me know the number of antichrists that are here. Well, let me see your hands if you've thought like this before. I'm not the only one. To think like that. No, it's good to. You see, the issue is that you think if you think and reason things out, God will kill you. There are answers to those questions. Are you with me now? It looks like a good business, true? Talk to me now, true? And you tell everybody, Jesus died for you. Jesus, it looks like a good business. Like you must have thought about it. But until you now realize that if it was just you, you would have still died. He would have. He would have. Are you following what I'm saying? If it was just you, his death will still not be in vain. Because God will do anything possible to bring man to himself. Everything and anything. So it's not a business. Alright? He died for you. Number two. Now, look at it. He didn't just die at the point that you were seeking after him. He came after you at the point that you were not even looking for him. Are you with me? The night I gave my life to Christ, I wasn't looking for Jesus. I just returned from a party. And the last thing I wanted to hear that night was Jesus. Just wanted to go inside my room and sleep. Are you with me now? He came looking for us when we're not looking for him. That's a very unique thing. Number two, all right, he's shown you mercy. Mercy. Now, mercy is a very serious thing. And many of you have not sat down to ask yourself, why is God showing me mercy? I know it doesn't make news anymore. But you know that day before yesterday, an entire village was wiped out in Nasarawa State by bandits. Not a part of the village. An entire village. Women and children killed. So I was awake into the night. And I had a lot of questions. And somehow it's like, when you see such thing as a Christian, something just tells you, it can't be me. Have you seen stories where an entire family goes to buy suya and they eat and they all die? Entire family cook a meal, they eat and they die. On generator, they eat. Nobody wants to die, but at that moment, they were all trapped. The greatest drive, the strongest drive in every human is the drive for survival. And even babies have survival instinct. And that's why when you try to drop them, they grab you. But the reason why you can look at those things and say, ah, it can't be me. Thank God for the covenant you are working with. But sir, it is because you have found mercy. Are you with me now? It's because you have found mercy. And you want to sit down and ask yourself, why is God showing me mercy? Why is he pursuing me with mercy? Maybe the kind of mistakes I've made, I should not come out. But he brought me out. Why? People made decisions to go anywhere they wanted to go in life, any direction. But he never allowed me to. Why that mess? Because, you know, it is very easy to boast though, and talk about how you were able to pray at a certain point. What did you do before you pray? Mercy sustained you before you knew how to pray. True? So you look at the action of God's mercy towards you. And you look at, when you see that, don't tell yourself that it must be that I'm special. No. Rather say that it must mean that there is something about my life I don't know yet. Are you following what I'm saying? There must be something. See, let this humble you. You don't have the full picture. Do you? No, you don't. God never gives any man the full picture. The day you get the full picture, maybe you are close to death. Because after that, you don't need him anymore. It keeps you depending on him. So the Bible says that he that breaks the hedge, the serpent will what? How many times have you broken the hedge? Be honest. See, let me give you two dimensions of mercy, all right? 2 Corinthians 4:1. Seeing therefore we have this ministry, having received mercy, we faint not. The first dimension is the mercy that keeps you from fainting. Are you following what I'm saying now? Now, Hebrews 4:15 and 16, all right? For we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, seeing that he was in all point tempted like we are, yet without sin, all right? Now let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain grace to help, obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. So there is mercy, then there is grace to help. Hear what I'm saying? Grace empowers you ahead. Mercy is when you fail to receive the empowerment. Let me tell you something. If it ever dawned on you at some point in your life to take your life seriously, it's because mercy spoke. Many people never had that understanding till they died. I'm telling you. Many. So we don't just step out and feel this. There must be something about my life I'm special. Mercy spoke. I'm not better than... And you know, I told my wife, I said, see, at some point in my life, are you following what I'm saying? I wrote my first jam. I gained admission. I was going to resume. Olabisi Onabanjo University. All right, we're already arranging in the house. He's going to travel from Kano to Ogun State. Hear what I'm saying? Somebody rose within the house and said, blah, 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 blah. Something shall happen. To study medicine. My dad got angry. I'm no longer going to pay for your school fees. Everything went south. I was at home. They've paid acceptance fee. They've done matric. They've started. In the middle of semester, my dad just got up and said, hey, come and go and resume. Where? Gone. But let me tell you something. All right. If I did not lose that admission, I might just be a medical doctor who is just doing nonsense. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm sure. Because sometimes when he looks at the devil scattered your journey, he only realigned you to the path of mercy. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. Are you with me now? So I'm showing you the actions of God. These are the things he's extended towards you. All right? To what end? Because there's a plan. Why all this investment? Because there's an expectation. You are a businessman, right? When you invest millions on a property, you have expectation. True? You call it return on what? So what is God's ROI? To what end? Why has he placed me where he has placed me? Some of you, probably what you are doing is not yet working the way you want to work, but it will work. Alright? But why has he enabled you to do that? By the grace of God this morning, I'm going to be showing you different dimensions of life where you need audacity. I'm going to talk about commencing or running after visions. Are you with me now? Alright? It's messy. Sometimes you find yourself in place or in a spiritual family where the word of God comes to you fresh. Do you know that access to God's revelation, to hear the truth you are hearing, can only be by mercy? You didn't go looking for a spiritual family. He sets the solitary in families. He does. He sets the solitary in families. Are you with me? Uh-huh. Are you aware that relationships is a form of mercy? Yeah. I remember we're having a video call with one of my friends. I was going to get married. So he kept saying, we have done the legal, we have done the legal, we have done legal. And it was a conference video call. I said, oh boy, keep quiet. When a guy is talking the way you are talking, I know what he's up to. You have done the legal, you've not done the church. Keep quiet. We are watching you. And see, we will follow you up. If you touch that girl, you are in trouble. I said, keep quiet. He wants to talk. Everybody say, shut it down. That's mercy. It's mercy. He just kept saying, I've done the legal. I know where you are going. In fact, I said, give her phone. Avoid him. Are you following what I'm saying? I remember one of my friends got angry with his wife and packed his load and went out. He went out. The wife called me. We spoke for over an hour. He did this. Okay. Give me a moment. So I called two also of our mutual friends. So we're on a video conference. We put him there. So we saw him on Monday morning. He was eating seafood okra in Lekki. All right? So I said to him, are you aware you're a fool? He said, how you talk about that? I said, you're a big one. You left your wife at home. You are eating in Buka because you're arrogant. I give you 7 hours. If you don't return back home, I will call your spiritual father. I will call your pastor. I will call your pastor's wife. Oh boy, he ran no more. Relationship is a form of mercy. If you came from a home where marriage broke, don't have closest friends who have broken their own homes, you will repeat it. Relationship is God's mercy. Are you with me? Your best friends cannot be those who are beating their wives or those who are. Let me tell you something. You can be a victim of what you hear. What did I say? Please say it loud and clear now. See, don't overrate the couple. See, let me tell you something. Look up. Let me educate you small. Everything you see and hear communicate what is possible. And possibilities becomes lifestyle. Let me tell you something. A child who didn't grow up in a home where fathers beat the wife and has never heard it will not beat his wife. Everything you will repeat, you saw it first. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, that's why I'm telling you. You need to allow the word of God to work in your heart. All right? That's why John was telling them. John 17, he says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Sanctify is to set apart. 15:3, he said, you are clean. That is, the word has the ability to wash. Do you understand what I'm saying here? I'm going somewhere. And that's why the stakes get higher for ministers. Because you are like the doctor. You hear all forms of stuffs. This one come and tell you and say, my husband is doing this and my husband is doing that. All right. That one has come to tell you, my wife is doing. You cannot be in that office and not have prayer and study life. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm talking to the wrong people. Okay. You will do it and you will not know when you start. And that's why the Bible says that the company of fools will be destroyed. Are you following what I'm saying? One time like that, I went on a brief vacation. Some friends. Around 11 p.m., one of them just said, say, Lagos doesn't sleep now. Say, Lekki, you don't sleep. Like, say, let's go and eat out. 11 p.m. I don't go out. Not like, so, went out. And said, anyway, since I'm on break. And it was okay. I sat down in front because the way they drive, I have to be able to hold something. One of them just gisting and say, this Lekki is a bad place. You know, things are happening. Say, there are places where some girls used to hang out. Say, we even passed that place. Say, you are pastor. So, because I'm telling you, say, you are pastor. So, you don't even know what's going on. You just be preaching. You don't know what's going on. I said, boy, there's no point passing that place. We see it in movies. You shall pass that place. They slow down. Wind down the glass. Some girls came to the window. I can do this. I can do that. 50,000. That. I sat down there. I was angry. He started laughing. He was not doing anything. He was giving me an experience. So when we left, I said to him, I called him. I said, you have the capacity to be adulterous. You will move from just passing to stopping. And it takes one day of a serious fight with your wife to do it. And that's why one of the most important battle cry of the devil is to isolate you. All right? Because so that you will not hear the voice of rescue and the voice of help. Isolation is what insulates all forms of grace and help coming your way. It does. It does. And don't walk in pride. All right? Don't walk in pride. There are things that should be alien to us. I should not get used to parking by the roadside and some prostitute are talking to me now. I should not get used to that now. True? I said I should not get used to that now. There are languages you should not hear now. True? Because you too, Jesus redeemed you from something. That thing didn't go far. They will dig it out. Now you discover. You don't know what I'm talking about. They will help you. They will help you. At the time they dig it out, you are in trouble. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. Take my word. Don't overrate your capacity to get into error. Or don't underrate it. Don't underrate it too. A lot can happen to you if you fail to protect your heart. A lot. It's a warfare. Are you with me now? It's a warfare. Now, another thing you have to understand, all right, to know that God has a plan. One of the actions of God you have to study is his investment upon your life. Why are you investing in me, oh Lord? All right, let me give you an instance. All right, a single guy. They are fully stupid single guys. So I'm talking about the one that is wise. Single guy just called you. I say, how are you doing in the morning? I say, I'm fine. Hope you slept well. I say, I slept well. I just wanted to hear your voice. Ah, I say, okay, no problem. Thank you, brother. So. Afternoon, he calls you again. How are you doing? Just to check you. How is work going? Are you fine? Have you eaten this afternoon? Ah, right, no problem. And evening again, calls you. How was work today? Hope you're not too stressed. Hope the traffic was not much. How did you pass through Nyanya and all those places? I'm fine. Tomorrow again, he calls you in the morning. Oh, wow, just to hear your voice. Amazing, this is. There are brothers that will do that. Oh, they will tell you they are just testing the microphone. Run. It's called situationship. You will have heartbreak without commitment. Ah. Did you say bizarre now? Bizarre. Are you following what I'm saying? How are you doing? I'm done. Good. Why? Because attention generates affection. And when anybody is investing that, you want to ask, what is your ROI? Return on investment. True? So you as a girl, you will also be funny. If you enjoy all those things, you will talk. You will talk into the night. And let's say you are in a relationship. And you and the person will talk till 1 a.m. And you've never mentioned your spouse once. You've never mentioned your spouse. You don't say it. Then later the person now say, actually, I like you. Now say, I'm in a relationship. You have killed the guy. Because how do you expect someone to invest and not expect others? No, see, listen. No guy just talk to anybody innocently. No guy has that time. Let me come again. Even the brother. I don't know if somebody is talking to you yet, though. But I'm telling you, he's not innocent. True?
Yes, sir.
I feel what I'm saying. As a single person, I didn't have time. If I ever have to talk to her, how you doing? I'm not that. You understand what I'm saying? I have to be sure. Even my wife, I have to ask questions. Because, theory, that is, I don't see. That God said, I've heard many things that I thought it was God. So I have to ask, what's your plan for the next 3 years? I say, okay, this is. I didn't see marriage. Next 5 years, yes, I didn't see marriage. Say, God, that's it. I said, let me do one more test. Why didn't you put marriage here? He said, because I'm ready. Okay. I said, oh, that's good. All right, because you say, go and say, I'm not ready, I'm not anyway, Lonnie. You know. I'm telling you, because I'm working with a sense of timing. Are you following what I'm saying? When there is investment, there has to be what? Return on investment. I had one girl like that. One of my boys was asking her. The girl will go out with him. We eat shawarma. We eat all those things. So when you begin to do that, the guy believes that you have sense enough not to do that if you don't like him. How can you do that? The girl was doing all those things. When the guy asked her, I said, you're my pastor. Pastor Bao. Pastor, I don't know how to give offering to be taken to Ishama. I just told the guy, avoid her. This person does not have integrity. True? Don't say, what has he done that others cannot do? Mm-mm. When there is investment, there is return on. Now, I'm not saying that every kindness is an investment. But kindness, no. There is a way to. True? This kindness, you are sitting down, say, on Saturday. What are you doing on Saturday? I'm free. Right, can we go together to Asoko Road? There's this eatery I found. All right. Say, please make sure you dress your best and all that. Dress the best. Came with gown. You to wear your tuxedos. And say, it's a pastor. Which dimension should God use to punish you? Yes. Are you with me? Because to every investment, there is return on investment. God has a plan. There's a reason why he's doing what he's doing. and it must be understood. And it must be respected. And what you now do is, so let me tell you, something changed my life. Because I remember every time my wife comes to meet me and says, "Oh God, this grace, this teaching grace, this teaching grace." Yes, we prayed, laid hands. But I remembered. I can't remember what year. I found this book by Steve Hal Covey, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I mean, if you can, it's a management book, but if you can read it, it's going to help you. There are lots of spiritual principles there. You can get the 8 Habits, powerful principles. And he said, anyone who stands out in what they are doing must have done it for at least 10,000 hours. Wow. So I calculated 24 hours in a day. When will it take to have that? You know what I began to do? I began to preach to the wall. I began to talk messages. That is practice. Are you following what I'm saying? I began to say to myself, I will be walking on the road. In fact, one time somebody was describing me and said, see that pastor that used to walk alone and used to talk to himself? I'll just be walking. Yes. So this is this. I will get carried away. I will see myself talking to thousands of people and hundreds of thousands of people. Just be walking on the road. Because no matter the investment, if you don't give it attention, it will die. Well, you have to. And that's why you have to take your life serious. The moment you find out what God is doing, give it attention. You see, God is leading you towards business. Get business books. Sit with it like your life depends on it. Oh, there's a call to ministry. Oh boy, do what? Sit with it. Be focused. Have focused attention on those stuffs. Oh, God is calling towards an aspect, family life, relationship, and so on and so forth. Give it attention. Sit with it. Listen to the best amongst the best in that field. Be inspired by them. Be inspired by them. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right? See, don't give everything attention except God's plan for your life. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. You need that sense of focus. And let me say this to you. Even if the monetary proof doesn't come out yet, one day you will stand out. There is no man who is focused who will not stand out. There's no man. You must be able to do it whether in the sun or in the rain. There's no man who is focused who will not stand out. Many times after the meetings, so healing, I will go back to the room and cry and cry and cry. Oh God, I want to see more. I want to see more. But sometimes the issue is that those who are not even called to those things take it more serious than you who is called there. And meanwhile, they still take their own part more serious. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm telling you is that there are business people who pray and study more than those who say they are called to ministry. And yet they are not failing in their business. There's a need for that, for help. Once you know, this is what my life is about, go hungry to survive the process. That is only a phase. If you can stay and break out, you'll never be made the same again. But the issue is, people can't endure that pain. Say, are you feeling what I'm saying? I mean, right from campus, I knew God is calling me to ministry. After campus, God said, sit down. Wait on me and fast till I give you another word. Yes, Lord. And that went on for a while. People were talking about opportunities. In fact, the one that final straw that brought camels back was when one of my cousins called me and said, I've gotten a job for you in Lagos. I said, what job? Say last man. I said, so this is what I would, I don't know. I'm not saying last man is bad, but I'm saying that if I don't know what God has said, I'll go and be pursuing cars. I just looked at him. I said, no problem. I'll get back to you. I'm not saying it is bad, but I'm saying God is not calling me there. Are you following what I'm saying here? Hear me, oh. I think, and as I listen to the stories of men in my generation, I found out that when they talk around the time that God sat them down and gave them ability to fast, some fasting, pray some prayer, I discovered that for all of us, it was around the same season. Meaning that the burden you feel to press more, it is an enrollment burden. And you're not the only one in that school. But you can drop out without even knowing you are in a school. It is only when you have survived it that you now see those that you were in the same class and you didn't know. But they will now say, I was in that class. When? The same year. Do you understand what I'm saying? But it's going to be tragic if you hear them say it, but you know you dropped out. One of my friends, or something, one of my spiritual sons, and he said to him, the reason why Apostle is different from us is because he never took a break. He said, we all on campus, we did all these things together, but we went to do our own stuff. He said, but he stayed. He said, that's why it's different. The gap covered in some of those 2 years of fasting and waiting, many people may not be able to catch up again. Because it is actually a lot that was shrunk into a season. And if you are going to go by normal calendar, what got shrunk into that 2 years may take 20 years to now spread it across. Let me tell you, time and chance happen to us all now. When you miss it, you miss the happening. Are you following what I'm saying? All right, I believe I've said a few things. By next week, I'm going to continue from here following God's plan for your life, and trust God it will help me. Hallelujah. Bow your heads, please. And just one prayer. Ask God to help you. Ask Him to help you. Thank you, Jesus. Ask Him to help you. Oh, we give you praise, Father. Come on, come on, come on. Pray. Pray, pray. Ask Him for help. There are times that the devil wants to bring distraction and then try to mess up your mind. And I'm asking Him to help you. Thank you, Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. I declare this service open in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME. To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.